Picture this. One day you realize that you have way too many things to do and too little time. So you get a planner, you start to read books about time management, and eventually you learn how to better structure your time. Now you have more free time to yourself. Fast forward a few months or weeks, and you realize you're right back where you started. You now have more activities in your calendar than you did way back when you didn't know how to manage your time. And this cycle goes on endlessly. You just realize that the more time you make for yourself, the more activities come up to fill in that time. That's the paradox of time management. Well, the good news is you can actually escape that loop. Let's talk about how. One reasonable question to ask could be, why is time management even important? Because I could decide I don't really care about managing my time. How would that affect me? Well, the thing is, time is a limited resource. You only have so long to live. So when you think about it, managing your time properly is equivalent to managing your life properly. The funny thing though is that when we talk about time management, the first thing that comes to a lot of people's minds is, how can I get more work done? So how can I get the most amount of work done in the shortest amount of time possible? But that's just a very little aspect of time management. And even, should I say, this is the aspect of time management that draws people into that paradoxical situation, because you'll never run out of work to do. So in reality, the question of how do I spend my time should be more a question of how do I spend my life. Of course, they might equate to the same thing, but people usually think of time in terms of what should I be doing now, failing to realize that your life is made up of these short individual moments, and what you do now will compound to form the full picture of your existence. If you're watching this video, maybe you're like me and you enjoy watching videos about productivity hacks, the right tools to use, how to get so much work done in so little time. And that's all well and good, but I just got to tell you that life is not all about getting work done. And yeah, I know we know this, we've heard it like a million times, but really you have to think about it. The desire for productivity and efficiency can in its own become a form of obsession. And this happened to me during my undergrad. So I was reading a lot of books about productivity and leadership, and I actually had a lot of things to do and I had little time on my hands, which was what drove me to study so much about time management. But at some point, I could barely connect to the people around me. So when I'm sitting down having a conversation with someone, it was difficult for my mind not to trail off to other things I could be doing. I'd be thinking, I should be reading a book right now, or I should be getting this done, getting that done. My roommate back then used to tell me that I hardly even looked at her when she was talking to me. So I'll probably be on my phone because I read a lot on my phone. So we're on the way to campus and I'm just reading a book on my phone on the bus. You know, I thought it was productive use of my time. Yeah, my roommate's saying something and I'm trying to listen to her and operate my phone at the same time, which is just like, I mean, come off. But she did a pretty good job of putting up with me considering we're still friends till now. So all I'm trying to say is that while it's good to be conscious of how you spend your time, you also have to be conscious of the fact that you can fall into an obsessive loop, and that can rob you of beautiful things around you, making you anxious and stressed, which is the opposite of the result you wanted initially. So here's my take on how to overcome the time management paradox. First, you need to have a bird's eye view. I call it the bird's eye view because you sort of get out of the moment you're in right now. Circumstances may compel you to live your life a certain way for the time being, manage your time in a certain way, but you have to look at the big picture, not look at the conditions you're in now, but look at your entire life. So think long term. You have to ask yourself, what do I want to spend the most of my life doing? A lot of people have not found anything of meaning to attach your life to. When you find something meaningful that you want to spend your life on, the question does not become, how can I get the most things done in the shortest amount of time possible? But how do I get the most meaningful things done in the shortest amount of time possible, or with the time I have? And this simple change in thinking, well, it's not simple at all. It's easy to say, but it's not easy to do. Well, this change in thinking can transform your life completely. Now, when you've gotten a bird's eye view of your life, you'll come to realize something which serves as the second thing for me that helps you overcome the time management paradox. And that is, life is short. You really do not have that much time on the earth. But most of us live our lives as though we have forever. And people don't like to think about this because it sort of makes you move gray. But I think it's important because, dude, you're not gonna live forever. Everyone is going to die at some point. It's not a very interesting topic to discuss. It's not what you want to talk about at the dinner table, but it's something that you must think about from time to time because it's real. I usually tell a friend of mine that I think it does a person good to contemplate their mortality from time to time. You know, it's like what happens to people when they hear from a doctor that they've got 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years to live, and suddenly their view on the world changes. You don't care so much about the things you used to care about or the things you thought you cared about. And suddenly things that you seemingly couldn't make time for become the most important things to you. It's because the consciousness of the fact that you have a limited amount of time on Earth allows you to reflect on the things that are most vital to you. For example, a lot of people work at jobs that they do not like. And I'm talking about when you have a choice, because I know that for some time, yes, you might have to do some things that are of no interest to you in the long run, but too many people spend their time doing things that they do not like, that make them miserable, and they really do not care about, but are stuck there because it is what seems acceptable to everyone else. And when you realize that you have limited time, you begin to ask yourself, why did I even care? Why should I care what people think? So if you're going to do a job, if you're going to study, it's always great to stick with those things that are valuable to you, which is why I said it's important to have a bird's eye view of your life. So you have to ask yourself, I'm spending time studying this. How is this going to be useful to me in the long run? What is the position of this thing I'm doing now, this job I'm doing, in the full picture of my life? Is it a temporary thing? Is it a permanent arrangement? Is this what I want to be doing forever? Because it's okay to do a job for some time and then move to a different career after a while. I think, thankfully, the world has given us that flexibility. It hasn't always been like that, but for most people, that chance is there. And if you have that chance, please take full advantage of it. You know, I realize that a lot of people are living in this sort of delusional world. So there's who they want to be, you know, the kind of life they want to live, what they want to spend their life and time doing, ideally. And then there's what they're actually spending their time doing. When I say a lot of people, I'm talking about myself. Well, not now, at least not all the time. You have this picture of who you will be tomorrow, who you want to be, and you're thinking, yeah, I'll get there. The me tomorrow is a productive person doing all these nice things that I want to do, and for me today is still bogged down by all these responsibilities, and so yeah, I can't get to that yet. And so you end up never actually getting to it, never doing any of those things that you believe you're going to do eventually, because it seems that you have time in the future somewhere which is never coming. But the realization that life is short enables you to be realistic. Is this version I'm dreaming of a realistic version of myself, or is it just a fantasy that I choose to think about to keep me happy from time to time? If it's something you really want to do, then you begin to change the way you spend your time to model that person. And that's the importance of this point. And then the third thing is knowing that it is okay to miss out. You do not need to know and do everything. So the fear of missing out makes you feel like there's something you should be doing. There's something you should know that you do not know. Well, here's the thing about life. You're always going to be behind in some way. Why? Because there's always going to be a lot more that you could be doing. Could being the key word. That means you have to make a choice at every point in time. There are always a million things you could be doing, but what is most important for you to be doing now? What is that thing that you should be doing that would make your life more meaningful? That's what you should choose. And I know that due to globalization, you always want to stay informed of what's going on in the other part of the world, want to know what people are working on over there. Fine, but there are limits to these things. If you stay true to what's meaningful to you, you realize that there's not so much you need to live a fulfilled life. If you want to read a book about making the best use of your time, I would recommend Make Time by Jake Knapp and John Zaratsky. I read it about 2 years ago, and it really influenced my perspective on time management in general. I hope you've enjoyed this episode, and if you haven't, please subscribe to my channel as well as my newsletter, where I'll keep you updated on my blog, music, podcast, and share tips on things that I feel might help you in everyday life. That's it for today. Thank you so much for watching or listening, depending on where you're viewing this from. I wish you all the best, and I hope you have a wonderful time ahead. Bye.